when I first came to Alaska in 1997, I knew that I wanted to get involved in some way with dog mushing. I wasn't necessarily wanting to be a musher, but I wanted to be involved in it because I just loved seeing dogs mushing and the whole idea of it. So I worked on the Tasmania 200 in the Kenai Peninsula and actually became very heavily involved, became a board member, and wanted, of course, to work on the Iditarod too. I got to know a lot of Iditarod mushers, and what happened, of course, was that because of my teaching duties, I couldn't work on the Iditarod. So then I found I could work the restart, and when I finally retired 7 years ago, then I could start going out on the trail. So that's how I got started. I've wanted to do this ever since I can remember. In my home, I have one of my cherished paintings is a Fred Makatan's painting of dogs mushing. So, you know, this is a long-term love affair. Well, once again, I like being involved in anything to do with the sled dog racing, just because I love to see the dogs. I like petting dogs, you know, that's what we all do. But the thing that always comes out is that I meet so many wonderful people when I do this. Every time I go to a little village, I meet somebody that just, you know, just sparkles, something that, mm-hmm. you know, is very memorable. And so, you know, that's what I found when I came to Alaska back 40 some years ago. I fell in love with Alaska because of the people. Yeah, it's grandiose, it's beautiful, it's just, you know, everything special, but it was the people. And so that's really what brings me back, is the people. I've had any number of memorable experiences. They've all been wonderful. But I think the one that stands out the most is I was in Grayling, and it was toward the end of the race, and I really like to see the kids coming to watch the race, and I remember, of course, how much time Jesse Holmes spent with kids. You know, that was pretty special. But the kids wanted to work on something. They wanted to do something. Wanted to be involved, and they're all kids that are, you know, they're first graders, second graders. They can't, you know, there's not much they can do, but we had to move bags around and return bags. And so I got these little kids, and mind you, the bags are almost as tall as the kids. And the one kid would move it to the next kid, and the next kid would move it to the next one. And they just couldn't wait to get in line to move the bags. I would then have to go to another place with a snow machine and pick up a bunch of bags. So the kids would run around. In fact, what they did was